Lesson 17. Seeing the Doctor, 1. Part A. Micro-listening. Numbers. Years.
Drill 1. You will hear the years in which 5 noted scientists were born and died. Listen carefully and fill in the blanks with the information you've got.
Charles Darwin, a British naturalist, was born in 1809 and died in 1882.
Thomas Edison, an American inventor, was born in 1847 and died in 1931.
Albert Einstein, a German physicist, was born in 1879 and died in 1955.
Isaac Newton, a British scientist, was born in 1642 and died in 1727.
Marie Curie, a Polish chemist, was born in 1867 and died in 1934.
Drill 2. Listen carefully. Fill in the blanks with the numbers you hear.
1. The first Nobel Prizes were awarded in 1901.
2. The first modern Olympics were held in Athens in 1896.
3. The world's largest library was founded in Washington in 1800.
4. The world's oldest museum was built in England in 1679.
5. The world's largest museum was founded in New York in 1874. Part B. Macro listening. Dialogue 1. What's the matter with you? Now listen to the dialogue.
Now, what's the matter with you, madam?
I've got a sore throat and a headache.
Do you feel tired?
Yes, my whole body feels weak. I really feel terrible.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'll have to examine you. Open your mouth wide so that I can look at your throat. Yes, it's very red. It looks sore. I'll have to give you an injection.
Can you give me some pills?
An injection is better than pills.
Are you sure? I hate injections.
But I advise you to have an injection first. It is more effective.
Will I be able to go out tomorrow?
Probably, if you rest today.
Good. I'll sleep today so that I'll be able to go out tomorrow.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and write down your answer to each of the following questions.
Now, what's the matter with you, madam?
I've got a sore throat and a headache.
Do you feel tired?
Yes, my whole body feels weak. I really feel terrible.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'll have to examine you. Open your mouth wide so that I can look at your throat. Yes, it's very red. It looks sore. I'll have to give you an injection.
Can you give me some pills?
An injection is better than pills.
Are you sure? I hate injections.
But I advise you to have an injection first. It is more effective.
Will I be able to go out tomorrow?
Probably, if you rest today.
Good. I'll sleep today so that I'll be able to go out tomorrow.
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and supply the missing words.
Now, what's the matter with you, madam?
I've got a sore throat and a headache.
Do you feel tired?
Yes, my whole body feels weak. I really feel terrible.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'll have to examine you. Open your mouth wide so that I can look at your throat. Yes, it's very red. It looks sore. I'll have to give you an injection.
Can you give me some pills?
An injection is better than pills.
Are you sure? I hate injections.
But I advise you to have an injection first. It is more effective.
Will I be able to go out tomorrow?
Probably, if you rest today.
Good. I'll sleep today so that I'll be able to go out tomorrow.
Dialogue 2. What seems to be the trouble? Now listen to the dialogue.
Come in, Richard.
Thank you, Doctor.
Now, what seems to be the trouble?
I don't feel well, Doctor. My head aches. My arms and legs feel weak. And I have a sore throat.
Do you have a fever?
I think so.
Well, let's see. Put this thermometer under your tongue.
All right.
Yes, you do have a temperature. I want to take a look at your throat. Open your mouth. Please say, ah.
Ah. Ah. What's wrong with me, Doctor?
Well, you have a case of the flu.
Is it very serious, Doctor?
Take it easy, Richard. I'll give you an injection first. Then I'll give you some medicine for the flu.
When do I take the medicine?
Every 4 hours. I want you to stay in bed and rest. And drink plenty of water. I'll come to see you in a day or two.
Thank you, Doctor.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Come in, Richard.
Thank you, Doctor.
Now, what seems to be the trouble?
I don't feel well, Doctor. My head aches. My arms and legs feel weak. And I have a sore throat.
Do you have a fever?
I think so.
Well, let's see. Put this thermometer under your tongue.
All right.
Yes, you do have a temperature. I want to take a look at your throat. Open your mouth. Please say, ah.
Ah. Ah. What's wrong with me, Doctor?
Well, you have a case of the flu.
Is it very serious, Doctor?
Take it easy, Richard. I'll give you an injection first. Then I'll give you some medicine for the flu.
When do I take the medicine?
Every 4 hours. I want you to stay in bed and rest. And drink plenty of water. I'll come to see you in a day or two.
Thank you, Doctor.
Question number 1. What did the doctor do first with Richard?
Question number 2. What seemed to be Richard's trouble?
Question number 3. What did Richard tell the doctor?
Question number 4. What did the doctor suggest that Richard should do?
Question number 5. Which of the following is true, according to the dialogue?
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and complete the answers to the following questions.
Coming, Richard.
Thank you, Doctor.
Now, what seems to be the trouble?
I don't feel well, Doctor. My head aches. My arms and legs feel weak. And I have a sore throat.
Do you have a fever?
I think so.
Well, let's see. Put this thermometer under your tongue.
All right.
Yes, you do have a temperature. I want to take a look at your throat. Open your mouth. Please say, ah.
Ah. Ah. What's wrong with me, Doctor?
Well, you have a case of the flu.
Is it very serious, Doctor?
Take it easy, Richard. I'll give you an injection first. Then I'll give you some medicine for the flu.
When do I take the medicine?
Every 4 hours. I want you to stay in bed and rest, and drink plenty of water. I'll come to see you in a day or two.
Thank you, Doctor.
This is the end of Lesson 17.